Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to everybody to the Shaila of the Week podcast. Happy to hear how many people are benefiting, enjoying the podcast and are learning. And I wanted to talk this week about a difficult topic, a hard topic, a question that often reaches my desk and I'm confronted with, and that is end-of-life decision-making. Heroic measures versus refusing treatment and everything in between are questions that many, all of us, do face, have faced, or will face in due time. Obviously, Baruch Hashem, we're zocha to life, and unfortunately, we have to deal with end of life as well. Questions relating to DNR, DNI, do not resuscitate, do not intubate, when to intubate, how to intubate, end stage difficulties, old age, a variety of different procedures, and the like are often questions that are thought about, discussed, contemplated and practical as well, and certainly it's timely in light of Parshas Hashavua. Toward the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us "Virapo Yirape," and the Gemara Maseches Bava Kama Daf Pehe understands from there "Mikan Sheniten Rishus Lerofe Lerapos." It's from these words "Virapo Yirape" that the Gemara understands that there's a license for a doctor to heal, and it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simin Shin Lamed Vav that a doctor has the right, the license, the ability. And more than that, the Taz says the responsibility, the chiyuv to heal. And once we've been given the tools to heal and the ability to heal, the medications, the question that I would like to address is how far does one have to go? To what end is one required to push life to all ends, at all costs? How far is one responsible to go? That's both true with a doctor as well as family members. Often I'm confronted with situations where family members have one idea, one attitude, one approach. And the chole, the individuals, unfortunately now well, has a different attitude. And family members have different approaches and attitudes. The question is, how far is one required to go? To what end is one required to do everything and no stops at all? Where and how far do we have to go? That is the question that I like to address. Now, of course, we can't address every detail and every aspect of end-of-life issues, and we're all aware that every single situation is different and every question has to be posed to one's rabbinical authority because not every case is the same and never is a case the same. I could tell you from the tens upon tens of situations that I've been involved with, not one is similar to the next because every case, every diagnosis, every ailment, every end-stage situation is different than the next, and it's necessary, critical, important to discuss these issues with your Rav because you're dealing with Chaim and Mavis, life and death. You're dealing with Pikuach Nefesh. You're dealing with issues of Lo Sirtzach, of murder Lo Aleinu Lifnei Iver, Lo Samar Al Damrecha. These are serious matters, serious issues, and I'd like to bring out some of the klalim, some of the basic issues that are worthy of discussion, worthy of awareness, and really begin with the first of those three, and that is understanding, appreciating, and recognizing that Torah and Chazal understand that man isn't the owner of his body. We are but a guard and a bailey upon our lives and upon our souls that we were given. I refer you to a commentary of the Radvaz, Rav David ben Zimri, on the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yurches Halacha Vav. The Radvaz writes very powerfully and very articulately the following words. He says, and I quote, She'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano, the soul, the body, the goof of man is not his acquisition. Elakinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the body belongs to God, as the Pasuk says in the Navi Yechezkel, HaNefashos Li Heina, the souls belong to me. And thus the Radvaz lays down, and we need to appreciate that we don't have ownership over our body. It's not within our wherewithal decision to make necessarily, because we need to appreciate B'yodcha Afkiruchi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us our body. It's our responsibility to return it the way it's been given to us. And therefore, we need to understand and appreciate what the halacha is and how halacha works. And thus, says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Rav Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and Choshe Mishpat, Hilchos Nizke Guf V'Nefesh, in Sif Dalet, it's prohibited to hit your friend, like the Torah tells us in the beginning of Parshas Mashpatim, even if your friend gives you the wherewithal, the right, and the license to hit him. Why is it prohibited to hit your friend if your friend says, just hit me? Says the Balatanya, and I quote, Ki ein la'adam rishus al gufo klal, lahakoso v'lo levaisho v'lo letzaro b'shum tzar. We have no right, no license over our body. Our body is not ours. I can't just tell somebody, hit me. That's not mine. It's not appropriate for me to say that because the body doesn't belong to me. It's kinyano shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein reshus la'adam lechavel benafsho. And thus many of the poskim, including Moshe Feinstein, note that this is the issue that needs to be raised when it comes to matters of organ donation. It's not up to me to make decisions about organ donation. The organ that I have belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's been given to me to be taking care of it. I'm a bailey, I'm a guard over it, and thus that's my responsibility. And for that reason, the Tzitz Eliezer Belazar Waldenberg, the late Rav Posek, outstanding halachic authority, lived in Yerushalayim, was the chief rabbi of Shari Tzedek Medical Hospital in Yerushalayim. In Chelek Hei, in the Ramat Rachel, Simon Chavtes writes that this is the reason why suicide and assisted suicide is prohibited. It's not up to us. We don't make these decisions. My body doesn't belong to me. Suicide, of course, is an Isser V'lo Sirtzach. It's murder. There's a problem in assisted suicide of telling somebody to do something that's an Isser V'lifnei Iver. Lo samar al dam reich, I need to stop somebody from behaving in such a fashion. And therefore, that's the first basic element when it comes to understanding end-of-life issues, is understanding this point of the Radvaz, this point of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Aruch HaShulchan makes this point as well in Simin Shin Lametes, Sif Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines how we are supposed to live our lives and ultimately how it comes to an end. Our very own Rav Yitzchak Breider, it's in a wonderful article printed online on suicide, assisted suicide, and related topics, writes the following that I like to quote. Contemporary rhetoric, he writes, has taken a decidedly different turn. In a time of rapid technological advance, aging populations, and limited resources, death with dignity is a slogan that carries considerable appeal, justifying taking comatose patients off respirators, allowing patients to starve themselves to death, and most recently, encouraging voluntary suicide a la Derek Humphrey, Jack Kevorkian. And therefore, continues Rabbi Breidowitz and writes, the watchword of the death with dignity movement is autonomy or self-determination. All well and good. What proponents of autonomy fail to realize, however, is that as a formerly unspeakable options become widely available, there is a tremendous societal pressure to have them exercised. If and when assisted suicide becomes legalized and socially acceptable, one could easily visualize scenarios where persons who truly would want to live given the chance and the encouragement will instead opt for death, viewing their lives as worthless, non-productive, and a drain on their families. Subtly or explicitly, societal conscience will push people in directions which on their own would have remained off limits. What starts off as a right to die quickly turns into an obligation. Rather than enhancing autonomy and self-respect, the Derek Humphrey Kevorkian approach does precisely the opposite, ultimately debasing the sanctity of the individual and the meaning of his existence. Judaism, which values and cherishes all life, proceeds from the opposite premise, and that is what we will talk about in this podcast, understanding and appreciating life, chayim, recognizing the importance and the value of every moment of life, is the second topic that I'd like to address, and that is based upon the pasuk in the Navi Yonah, as Yonah recognizes that he is the person who he is being turned to and is going to be thrown off the boat because it's because of him, that the sailors and everybody understands that there's a terrible, terrible storm. And Yonah Hanavi exclaims, Sa'uni V'hitluni al hayam, which literally is translated as raise me up and throw me into the lake, into the river, into the stormy sea that I could die. The famed Mashgiach of the Yeshiva Kfar Chasidim in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Leib Chasman Zichron Levracha, asked simply on the Pasuk, should say, Hitluni Aliyam, throw me into the sea. What's Yonah adding when he says the word Sa'uni, raise me and throw me into the sea? And explained Rabbi Leib Chasman that what Yonah Hanavi is teaching us is if I have one more breath of life, it's all worth it. Thus, when you throw me up before I go down, gravity automatically is going to take take me and drown me in the sea of death. But Sauni, give me one more breath of life, one extra moment when every ability to live and to have Chaim is worth it. That's the meaning of the Pasuk explained, Rableib Chasman, Sauni Vehitluni Ayam. And thus we have to appreciate, understand, and to recognize the value and the precious moments that we have, as the Mishnah says in Meseches Afos, one more minute of difficulty in this world is worth much more than all of Olam Haba. And thus the Gemara tells us in Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the famous death of Rab Chanani ben Tradion, who was seen in such terrible pain as he was being soaked terribly in very, very difficult pain. And thus, students of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion turned to him and said, Rebbe, ma ataro, what do you see, our dear Rebbe, as you're dying? Amar lahen gilyon nisrafin v'osyos nifrachim. You know what I see? I see parchment burning, but the letters are flying in heaven. And then his students of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion said to him, Rebbe, psach picha v'tikanes b'chahesh. Rebbe, at least open up your mouth and the fire will enter and you will die quicker and quickly. Why do you have to suffer this way? And listen to the response of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, one of the great Asara Ha'amruge Malchus, the 10 martyrs. And he said, Mutav shi'itluhu mi shenasna v'yechabel hu ba'atzmo. Better that my soul be taken away by God and not harm oneself speedily to his death. Thus we see Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, Yonah Hanavi, understood very clearly that another breath of life, another moment in this world that God has given, that's something that needs to be appreciated, understood, and it doesn't go for naught. And it's true not only on these great Rabbanim, from Yonah Hanavi to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, but we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos Simin Shin Chaf Tes Lo Aleinu Siv Dalit. If an individual is succumbed under a terrible, terrible situation where stones and rocks and homes have really fell all over him, and he's been stuck underneath, Mishanaflav Mapola, says the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Mitzu Merutzatz, even if this person is buried under this rubble, Shenu Yachol Lichyos Elo Lefisha, there's only a moment, a momentary moment to live. Your mechalal Shabbos for that person to live even another second, a moment, a minute. Mifakchinu botkin adchotma, we save the person from mechalal Shabbos for that individual, even to have another minute of life in Shabbos. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha commenting on the words of the Shulchan Aruch, who speaks this out and who expresses this moment as well. And that's also the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya Simin Shin Lametes If Aleph. There's an Isser prohibition to touch a gosei, somebody as he's passing away, because it's going to be mikarev misaso. It's going to bring that person closer to death. With us, when a person is b'shas gesisa, as the person is expiring, it's prohibited to touch that person, to move the person, to kiss the person, because even the slightest gesture can cause this person's death. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuvas, Igris Moshe Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis, Simanim in tshuvas Ayin Gimel, Os Beis, that if there are two patients who need a ventilator, and one patient already is on the ventilator, and that patient is old and sick, and there's no question that it's only moments away from his death, it could be a day or even less than that. And there's a second patient who's young and healthy and strong, and if he would have that ventilator, he'd be absolutely recovered, ultimately. It's prohibited, says Moshe Feinstein, halacha lemaisa, to remove the aged, sickly individual who's on the ventilator, because taking that person off the ventilator is killing the person. Because right now there's life, and that life is so valuable, so precious, so important, you can't remove a person who's on a ventilator in order to give it to another person who ultimately will live and be much more successful. Tzitz Eliezer, Blazer Waldenberg as well. In his tshuvas, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yitzayin, Simen Ayin Beis, Paskins exactly like Rav Moshe Feinstein. Allow me to quote you the beautiful language of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who similarly, like Rav Moshe and like Rav Waldenberg, Mincha Shlomo Chelik Aleph, Simen Tzari Aleph, Os Chavdalet, also writing about a situation of end of life, where there's a terrible difficulty that exists, and he writes, Ha'inyan Shel Chayim, the concept, the idea of life, Ein lanu shum knemida. We have no idea kama limdores yokum. We have no idea how much to value life. Even if a person can't study Torah, a person can't do mitzvahs during those moments, but it's life. Quoting the Shulchan Aruch that we referred to earlier in Siman Shin Chaf Tes, we will even be mechal Shabbos for somebody who's so sick and so old and such difficulties. Even if a person is in such a dire state. The person can't study Torah. The person can't do mitzvahs. He can't appreciate his family. And he's causing pain and difficulty and suffering for his family who's looking after him. That's the importance of life, the concept of Chaim, like Yonah Hanavi, like Rabbi Chanina ben Trajan, like the Psak of Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chav Tes. And that's the same reason you can't be Nogeya with a Goses. And thus we have to appreciate these first two introductory concepts whenever we're dealing with issues in the world, in the Shilohs of end of life. Number one, man isn't an owner over his body, but he's a guard and a bailey over it. And number two, the importance and the value of every moment of life, appreciating what we have been given. However, this brings us to our third point that I'd like to make. And that is, it's not always life at all costs. Although it's true that every moment of life is precious and valuable, and although it's true we're not given ownership over our own bodies, however, at the same time, man is given certain discretion when it comes to end-of-life questions and issues. And I refer you to the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, in the Maseches Nedarim, in his commentary to the Gemara, Daf Mem and Aleph, writes that there are times when a person doesn't have to push to the end. And the Ran, in Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem, refers to the Gemara, Maseches Ksuvas, Daf Kuvdala, the last day in the life of Rebbe, the great sage, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he who compiled all of Mishnayos, was sick and was dying, was in pain, and was suffering terribly. And the Gemara records that the Chachamim were praying for his life, and his maidservant, Amsei the Rebbe, was praying for his death because she saw he was in such tsar, and there was a debate between the upper worlds and the lower worlds. Will Rebbe survive? Will Rebbe die? And I quote the Ran Masech Sandarim Daf Mem, Nira Be'enai Dehachi Kamar, Pamim Shet. There are times that we pray and we daven for the death of somebody. And the caveat and the condition is if the patient is in pain, the patient is suffering, and there's no way that the patient is going to survive, as the Gemara articulates in the Ran quotes, Ksuvastav Kuvdal, Rebbe was in tremendous agony and pain. And when Amsi the Bei Rebbe, and when the maidservant in the house of Rebbe saw the terrible pain, she said, she prayed, please, please, upper world, heavens, Bezdin Shalmala, take Rebbe and don't allow the Chachamim in Olam Hazeh to restore him through their prayers. Klomar Dilyamos Rebbe, and from here a very, very important concept emerges, and that is that there are appropriate times when we don't push for life at all costs, so much so that we will pray for the death, even of a great sage, the likes of Rebbe. Although the Tur, the Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam don't quote this sheet of the Ran Halacha, nor does the Shevet Halevi, Chelek Ches, Simon Resh, and Gimel of the Tzur Tzeliezer, both are mistapik, Halacha Lamaisa. Is this feasible? Is this practical? Even though the Ran says that the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, the Rambam don't paskin, is this something that we should do, shouldn't do? Should we daven for somebody's death when they're in such a difficult, dire circumstance or not? Rav Moshe Feinstein explicitly, Choshen Mishpat Chelek Beis, Chuvas Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel Al Dalet Paskins like the Ran, and takes into account significantly the pain and the suffering of a patient whenever it comes to end of life issues. And not only is this the approach of Moshe Feinstein, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well in the Chuv that we referred to earlier, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Aleph, Simon Tzadi Aleph, Os Chavdala writes like Rav Moshe that pain, suffering, and difficulties need to be taken into account when a patient is suffering. And at what stage or end stage the patient is in plays a critical role in determining whether we are pushed for life at all costs or not. But let's take a look at a psak of the Ramah of Moshe Isserles and Yoredeya Simin Shin Lamites, who addresses this question specifically, doesn't refer to the Gemar Maseches Nedarim, but this is a situation that comes up often and writes the Ramah. Simin Shin Lamites Sif Aleph. Although proactively, it's prohibited absolutely positively to end somebody's life. Chalila, that's lo sirtzach. Lefnei iver, it's suicide, it's assisted suicide. You can never help somebody die. Aval am yesh sham davar shigoreim ikov. But if there's something that's causing a person from not dying, kugon sheish samach lo'oso bayis kol dofik, if there's this terrible racket, a banging noise near somebody's house who's dying, kugon chotev eitzim, somebody is chopping wood, o sheish melach haloshona, there's salt on somebody's lips, ve'elu ma'akfim yitzias ha'nefesh, and these things are delaying somebody from dying, mutar lahasiro misham, you're permitted to remove the person who's chopping the wood. You're permitted to remove the salt from the lips. De'ein baze maise klal ele shemesir hamonea. You're not doing anything to cause the death, but you're rather removing the obstacle that is about to allow the person to die. And from here, the Rama says that if you're stopping somebody from living, that's an isser. That you can't do. You can't cause somebody's death. But if there's a scenario in a situation where somebody is being held back from dying because of a particular circumstance, that's called hasaras amoneah, and you could remove that obstacle. And therefore, Paskins, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Aruch HaShulchan, all based upon this Ramah, that if somebody's in pain and agony, if somebody's suffering miserably, and there's a very difficult circumstance and a predicament that a patient is in, and the patient is in a situation where they're leading toward the end of their life, it's a situation of Chayesha, and coupled with that is pain and agony and suffering, physical pain, physical difficulty, at that point, one is permitted not to go and push to the extreme. At that point, Rav Moshe Feinstein says in those tshuvas that are referred to, Choshev Mishpat, Chelek Beis, Simanim, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, and Ayin Hey, that you don't have to push to the end. There's no requirement, says Rav Moshe, to allow somebody to go through difficult pain and procedures and operations that potentially could push a person forward if it's only going to be a life of pain and suffering and agony. Furthermore, says Rav Moshe, of course, any pain medication, including morphine and the like, which could potentially hurry and move a person's death faster, if that's going to help a patient be in less pain and less suffering, all such medications, and specifically morphine, are permitted to be given. Thus, we see the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan based upon the Ramah. More contemporarily, the approach of Moshe Feinstein, Ugris Moshe, the approach of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Mincha Shlomo, pain, suffering, agony, difficulties, and all of these challenging situations that one is faced with toward the end of life, when a person is considered certainly to be a ghost, so when a person is considered to be chayisha, when there's only weeks to months to live, it's not life at all costs, and there's no requirement to push to the end, so much so that Rav Moshe writes, based upon the Rant and the Dharm Daf Mem, you could even daven for a person at that point that they should die. A person themselves can daven for that when it is a certain difficulty. Of course, in light of what we've said, that there is this tension, there is a tug of two ends of the cord, that on the one hand, man isn't an owner over his body. A man is but a guard and a bailey over his body. Of course, the importance and the value of every breath, of every moment of life that we have is so precious and is so critical and is so important. At the same time, there needs to be an understanding how to play that with life at all costs. And of course, I conclude with the way I began. Any question of end of life is dealing with some of the most heavy, challenging situations of deraisas and derabanans, lo sirtzach lifnei iver, lo samar al dam re'echa, serious isurim. And these are not things that we could tinker or toy with or play with. We need to recognize the severity and the seriousness. The same way we have shailas in Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Karshos and Taras and Mishpacha, in Yom Tov and Lashon Hara, we need to appreciate and understand that these are matters of great gravity and heightened significance. And we need to appreciate that families need to understand each other's wishes and wills. And there needs to be a talk and a discussion. How are we going to deal with this? And I could tell you from many, many situations that I've been involved with, The role of the rabbi can help bring toward peace and can help families who have different approaches and discord and often arguments about how to deal with end-of-life situations. It's valuable to include the Rav in a conversation because more often than not, following the Torah approach and following what Chazal mandate in terms of how to live the end of one's life, of irapo yirape mikan shenitin reshos l'rof l'rapos, in terms of understanding how to execute wills and execute health directives, DNRs, DNIs, and the like, it's valuable, important, critical, helpful, and certainly encouraging, empowering, and inspiration to be able to deal with these issues, al pi ha-Torah, asher yirucha, al pi chazal, shulchan aruch, and gedolei ha-poskim, who understand both the value of life, the importance of every moment of life, understanding that we are not owners of our own body, but understanding at the same time that pain and suffering, difficulty and challenge is not what's required as well. And therefore, every case, every situation is different, and these rules and these klal and this background hopefully can give you the artillery that you need to be able to ask a better question. May be all bizocha to chaim aruchim, chaim shel shalom, chaim shel bracha, chaim shel tova, chaim shel yeshua. Everybody should be healthy, continue to stay safe, and b'siyata d'shmai, help each other to follow the will of Hashem, b'chaim uv'misa, wishing everybody a wonderful day, a good week, and a good Shabbos.